Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
An Odyssey Sports Station for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that the people need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front loading, rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there getting the good nourishment served up for the people this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well. Getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now. We back, baby. After a couple of days off and obviously the weekend as well, I am back. I was at the NFL draft. I was in Detroit. Had an amazing time. The people in Detroit are actually really nice. Not that I say actually, like I expected them not to be nice, but the people in Detroit are really nice. I did have a Detroit-style deep dish pizza. It was delicious. And the draft was absolutely an amazing experience being there live. I did I saw the word vortex on the screen, on the TV in front of me, and I was about to say vortex. I did get a credential from the radio station. So shout out to Mike Conti for making it happen. But the draft was cool. It was a very cool experience working the draft. Got some great content. If you do not follow me on any of the social media platforms, go follow me. You'll see just some of the content that I've posted there, YouTube as well. So it was an amazing time. Had an amazing experience at the NFL draft. I got to talk to a lot of different Falcons fans at the fan experience. Interviewed a couple of Falcons fans. Again, you can go to my YouTube, my TikTok, my Instagram for all that content if you want, at underscore Dylan Matthews, DylanMathews for all that content there. So go check that out. But an amazing time at the draft. Left Wednesday, then spent pretty much all day at the draft on Thursday. Friday, got there a little bit later for day two and spent again, after I got there around 5 o'clock, I think, or maybe 4:30-ish on Friday, after being there all day on Thursday, obviously. And then we left on Saturday. So quick turnaround, was there for day one and day two, and then left on Saturday. So, again, amazing time at the NFL draft. Quite the experience. Again, got to talk to a lot of Falcons fans. They were funny. Some had good takes. Some takes were questionable. But, you know, we all are entitled to our own opinion. But, anywho, had an amazing time at the NFL draft. Missed talking to you, though, of course. But we are back, and we are ready to recap a full Falcons draft class. And look, I have not had a chance to talk to you specifically about the Michael Penix pick at number 8. So I will go ahead and give you my reactions to that, and then we will react to the full Falcons draft class. By the way, phone lines will be open next segment. If you have not had a chance to react to Michael Penix being picked at 8, or if you're ready to react to all the day 2 and day 3 picks of the NFL draft, I will let you do that next segment. So the phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Again, full Falcons draft reactions coming up next segment. Want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. But first, I want to give you my takes on the Michael Penix pick at 8 and the rest of the Falcons draft class since I've been out since the draft has commenced. So, Michael Penix, the pick at 8, the pick that was heard around the world, shook up the NFL draft, the pick nobody was expecting, nobody locally, nobody nationally. Well, besides Brian Baldinger. Brian Baldinger called it. Got to give credit to Baldy. He knew what was popping. He was poolside like, you know what? Falcons going to draft a quarterback today. By golly, he was right. But look, I don't agree with the pick. And obviously, I was caught by surprise when I was there at the NFL draft, heard and saw Roger Goodell announce the pick, and I was absolutely shook. And so my knee-jerk reaction is like, what in the heck are we doing? A quarterback at 8? After we just gave Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed? What in the world is this nonsense? What is this tomfoolery? I was about to go full Stephen A. Smith. I feel like I've been run amok, led astray, hoodwinked, bamboozled, all of that. And look, while I still don't agree with the pick, I don't know if I'll ever agree with it. Well, I'll take that back. I'll let you know when I agree with it. I'll agree with it once I see Michael Penix Jr. balling out in the next 2 years if everything goes according to plan, which we'll get into here in a second as well. But I will say this. Since I've had days to sleep on it, since I've had more time to think about it, hear other perspectives, hear other takes about the pick, I'll say this. I don't agree with it, but I understand why they did it. Again, if it was me, if I was Terry Fontenot, which I'm not, obviously, would I have done that? No. I would have tried to get a Jordan Travis or somebody in the later rounds, a quarterback in the later rounds. However, I do understand why they did what they did. Because at the end of the day, Kirk Cousins, he's not a bridge quarterback, but he is not the long-term answer. Kirk Cousins is probably going to be an Atlanta Falcon anywhere from 2 to 4 years. 2 years minimum. I think 4, I don't know, maybe 5 if things go really, really well. Like, Kirk Cousins will probably be an Atlanta Falcon for 5 years if we do end up winning a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. But let's just say Kirk Cousins is going to be an Atlanta Falcon anywhere from 2 to 4 years. So that is obviously short term. That is not necessarily long term. They wanted their long term plan. They wanted a solution, and they didn't want the bottom to fall off after Kirk Cousins left here. And they didn't want to be back at square one once Kirk Cousins left. You heard Terry Fontenot say they want to win now and they want to win in the future. And the Michael Penix pick makes them feel like they'll be set up to win in the future, and it should be a smooth-ish transition from when Kirk Cousins is done being Atlanta Falcon to when Michael Penix is ready to take over the reins. Which, I understand that. Again, don't agree with it, but I do understand it. Teams have succession plans in place. Terry Fontenot pointed to the Green Bay Packers, and it's worked out for them. I don't know if it'll work out here like it worked out for the Packers, but the Packers did go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, which worked out pretty well for them. And then they went from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, which jury is still out, but it seems like Jordan Love is going to work out for the Packers for the most part. So the Falcons want to make transitions like that when it comes to the quarterback. And then the other part of it too is Kirk Cousins is coming off an Achilles injury. Kirk Cousins is a little bit of an older quarterback who, again, is coming off an Achilles injury. What have the Falcons been plagued by the past two seasons? Bad quarterback play. So instead of having just Kirk Cousins, and if Kirk Cousins gets hurt, bust, they're at least like, okay, well, if Kirk Cousins gets hurt, we at least have maybe Michael Penix to turn to, and we can salvage the season. Don't know if it'll be still a Super Bowl type season, but we can at least salvage the season, and the Falcons won't be SOL, basically. So that's the other way to look at it, too. However, again, you just paid Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed. You don't necessarily you plan for injuries, but at the same time, you don't plan for injuries like that. Like, again, the Falcons had other pressing needs, edge rusher, corner, which they did not address corner in the draft. We'll see if they end up getting a veteran to go beside A.J. Terrell. That's one of the reasons a lot of these winner and loser articles of the 2024 NFL draft has the Falcons as the biggest or one of the biggest losers. So the other thing about it, too, is Michael Penix is already, 24 years old? 23 going on 24? By the time he starts in the NFL, if it's 2 years, if Kirk Cousins is here and gone in 2 years, Michael Penix will be 26. If everything goes according to plan and Kirk Cousins is here for 4 years because things go really well and potentially Falcons win a Super Bowl, you won't really care because the Falcons have won a Super Bowl, but Michael Penix won't start until he's 28. That's old for a guy to just be starting. Now, again, maybe it works out. Maybe him getting to learn behind Kirk Cousins is a really, really good thing for him. Him being able to ease himself into the NFL and just watch behind one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, maybe it works out. Or if he ends up sitting for 4 years, now again, I don't know if it'll be 4 years, but Michael Penix sitting for 2 to 4 years, it will mean that Kirk Cousins worked out. And obviously we want Kirk Cousins to work out. So him sitting for 4 years means that the Falcons are winning with Kirk Cousins. Things are going according to plan, and it's good. So the best case scenario overall for the Falcons as a whole and the Falcons as a franchise and the Falcons as a team is Michael Penix to sit for longer, which is not necessarily good for him. And again, it doesn't look great for picking him. But the point is that Michael Penix is going to be older when he finally gets the reins. And the other thing, too, and this might be getting too deep into it, but Michael Penix is a lefty. And mechanics-wise, a righty to a lefty, I don't know if you can – I would think maybe the throwing mechanics are the same. You just kind of switch arms, but I don't know if the mechanics are any different between left and right. Now, again, Michael Penix probably isn't going to have to learn much of that from Kirk Cousins. He'll be more so learning how to read defenses, how to prepare in the NFL, how to prep, all those things. He'll be learning how to do the things that make him a good quarterback from the neck up, not necessarily the shoulders down. So that probably don't have to worry too much about. It'll be more about Kirk Cousins teaching him the ropes and, again, teaching him how to prep, teaching him how to read defenses, that sort of thing. But, again, there are obviously pros and there are cons to the Michael Penix pick at eight, but I am – the pick is starting to, I don't even want to say grow on me because not necessarily growing on me, but I am becoming less upset about the pick. And again, I understand it more now than I did when I first reacted to it and when I first heard about the pick and when I first saw the pick. So I'm not as upset as I was, but I still don't agree with it. And again, until Michael Penix balls out and who knows, maybe wins the Falcons Super Bowl, I don't know if I ever agree with it. So that's my take on it. All right, I want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. How are you feeling about the Falcons' entire draft class? I know you haven't had a chance to talk to me about the Michael Penix pick or the Falcons' full draft class. So We'll talk complete Falcons draft class on the other side. 5 minutes from now when we come back here on the Hometown Take, let me know how you're feeling about this Falcons draft class. 404-726-0929. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning coming off the NFL draft. Draft is over, is done. The full class is out for the Atlanta Falcons, and we're going to react to it together momentarily. But you already know I got to shout out all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there, getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, giving the people the good nourishment they need early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there, getting the people from home to work, or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night people out there as well. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, too. Okay, 404-726-0929 is the number. A couple of phone lines still open. 404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game and react to the Falcons' full draft class. And we will go ahead and hit the phone lines right now. First and foremost, let's go to my unofficial official co-host out in McDonough. His name is Randy. Randy, what's going on, brother, man? How we feeling this morning?
Yes, sir. What's up, man? What's good,
dog? What's goody, bro? How we feeling?
Hey, man, look, listen. And I think I put it on the Twitter. I mean, on X, man. I had Michael Penix going number 8 to his, before the draft.
Really? You guessed it, too? You was like Brian Baldinger. You guessed it, too, Randy?
Yeah, I already knew it, man, because if you see what people not understanding, man, when Raheem came in, he said, hey, man, I don't want a quarterback just for, you know what I'm saying, I want a quarterback for 10 years. And you got to understand, right. Kirk Cousins is going to allow us to win now. Michael Penix is going to allow us to win 10, 15 years from now. If you look at his tape, you know what I'm saying, he has everything he said he wanted in a quarterback, right?
Right.
Then, if you got to understand this, too, we have a Super Bowl-winning head coach now on the defensive side, bro. You got to understand we have a Super Bowl-winning defensive coordinator as our head coach. Last year, you seen what he did for the defense on that defensive line?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, they had Aaron Donald, but I think he had the second most sacks as a rookie he drafted last year.
Kobe Turner,
he didn't even get a defensive. Yeah, he didn't even get a defensive player to the third round last year in St. Louis, man.
Right. And I forget the young bull's name who played corner too, but they got a
Colt, what is his name? Durant.
Yeah. I think his name might be Kobe too, Kobe Durant or somebody like that. And then they got Kobe Turner Durant, on the defensive line. Yeah.
And people gotta understand this, man, we had the number 11 defense last year.
Mm-hmm.
11. So it's not that it was bad. We get a couple of more bodies. And I know you've seen the defensive line draft. Man, I love the draft, man. I love it. We're not going to be set up for one of those Ritter years anymore, man.
Right.
We don't have.
And Randy, to your point, too, about the defense last year, the defense did face some injuries. Obviously, Grady got hurt. Kentavious Street got hurt down the line. So we dealt with some injuries, too.
We were top 5 before Grady got hurt.
Yeah.
Did y'all know that? So, hey, listen, man. I love the pick. I love the draft, man. You know what I mean? 2 years, Kirk Cousins out of here. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, he get us closer to the promised land than, you know, than anybody else did the last 4 years.
Right.
Then it's a seemingly, like the transitions is going to be so amazing for Atlanta now. We ain't even got nothing to worry about. You feel me?
I feel you, man.
Hey, man, I'm trusting in my head coach and GM right now, man. Let's go get it, man.
Hey, you saying let him cook. Let him cook, Randy. You saying let him cook, brother.
Man, you know what I mean? That's what's up, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, Randy. Great stuff as always, man. I like that. Great first call from Randy. Great call as always from Randy. He came in with the optimism, calmed me down a little bit, letting us know. And then he makes some good points, too. He makes some very good points, too. For anybody that is weary of the Michael Penix pick, there are so many NFL draft analysts, so many guys who play the game that say Michael Penix is, to some, the best quarterback in this class, and to others, the second best, and the one of the most, if not the second most, ready quarterback in this draft. So a lot of, and I saw this too on X and on all those, all the social media platforms, that this is a good pick for the Falcons because, again, to Randy's point, it's going to be a seamless transition, and a guy who is really ready now to start in the NFL is going to have even more time to ease his way in the NFL. So when he does get the reins, it should be even that more seamless, to Randy's point. So, again, to Randy's point, Raheem Morris knows, and it was one of the first things he addressed in his introductory press conference, that this team has been plagued by bad quarterback play, and he even said it, that if the team had better quarterback play last year, he wouldn't be here, which is true. If the Falcons go to the playoffs and they have better quarterback play, Arthur Smith is still the head coach, period. There's no doubt about that. There's no debating it. The downfall of Desmond Ridder and the downfall of the quarterback position is the reason Arthur Smith got fired. So we all know that. So Raheem Morris is trying to make sure that the same thing doesn't happen to him, and he's trying to make sure Terry Fontenot doesn't get taken down as well because of bad quarterback play. So instead of one good quarterback, they wanted two. Again, that's why I said to start the show, I understand the pick. Again, hopefully I can come to agree with it. I still wish we could have gotten other players there, but I am coming to grips with it at the end of the day. Real quick, before we go to the next call, I just want to make sure I run down the rest of the draft picks. If for all my people that haven't heard, the Falcons did trade up on day two of the draft to start day two of the NFL draft, traded up to the number 35 pick. They're originally the 43rd overall pick in the second round. So they traded up to 35. So they traded up to the third overall pick in the second round. So they traded up with the Arizona Cardinals. They gave up 43 and 79, and they got 35 and 186 in return from the Cardinals. And they drafted Rook Orhorohoro. I hope I said that name right. That's a hard name to say. I'm going to have to get used to that one. I'm not even going to lie to you, Rook. But anywho, the defensive tackle out of Clemson, I'm not sure if they had to trade up for him. I think he could have been there at 43, and they could have kept 79. But we know how Clemson defensive linemen work here in ATL, i.e. Grady Jarrett. Look, he's not an end. He's not an edge rusher, so we're not going to throw Vic Beasley out there. We're going to compare him to Grady Jarrett. We go, hopefully he works out like Grady has worked out. But his energy, his motor, all good. So he gets drafted with the 35th overall pick. Braylon Trice, this is my favorite pick of the draft. He gets picked 74th overall by the Falcons in the third round. The edge rusher slash outside linebacker from Washington. He'll be able to do what Raheem Morris wants to do. He can drop back if need be into coverage, but he's going to be the guy to go get after the quarterback. He's going to be the Falcons' hopefully franchise edge rusher that they've been looking for. Brandon Dorlus, the fourth round pick, 109th overall. He is the defensive tackle out of, why am I forgetting where Brandon Dorlus came from? Oregon. There it is. The defensive tackle out of Oregon. He was three-time all Pac-12. And again, he's kind of that tweener. Everybody's been using that word to talk about him. Tweener can play on the defensive line. He could also be on the edge if need be, but he's probably going to end up being on the defensive line, kind of honestly in a Grady Jarrett type role. A lot of NFL draft analysts have compared him to a Grady Jarrett as far as what his role could be on this team. J.D. Bertrand was the fifth round pick, 143rd overall, the inside linebacker out of Notre Dame. So you get a good tackler and some good linebacker depth from J.D. Bertrand. Jace McClellan, really like this pick too. Alabama backs, more times than not, end up working out. And behind Bijan and behind Tyler Algier, I think this will be a very, very good running back for the Falcons. So he was the sixth-round pick, 186 overall. And at the seventh round, Casey Washington – actually, he was another sixth-round pick. Excuse me. 187th overall. The other sixth-round pick for the Falcons, wide receiver out of Illinois, ran a 4.46. And he's trending in the right direction. All four of his receiving touchdowns in his collegiate career came this season. And last but certainly not least, the Falcons' third and final pick. It was also in the sixth round, 197th overall. Zion Logue, the defensive tackle. A big joker, 6'5", 295 defensive tackle out of Georgia. So those are all the picks I realized I hadn't run those down yet, so I wanted to make sure I just go ahead and gave them to you. But 404-726-0929 is the number. Continuing to take your calls. How are you feeling about the Atlanta Falcons draft class? Let me know. We will continue to go out to the line. So let's head out to the ATL right now and talk to LeBron. LeBron, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm wonderful. Life is good.
I love it.
Hey, I'm loving the draft, man. I'm loving the draft. I'm loving the pick. I'm loving the environment. I'm loving the cliche. I'm loving the stunner, the way we just turned that draft upside down. I loved it because everybody is always caught into that same routine of the mock draft. You're going to get him. We're going to get that. And he think he know everything, but
No.
Pop the brakes. We flip the script. And I just love that power move right there from the start.
Yeah, we and zigged like when everybody thought we was going to zag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need that, man. We need to shake this thing up instead of doing the same old thing over and over and over again, being predictable. And I think that's what our season is going to be. It's going to be unpredictable, where everybody's saying, well, you know, we did this, we did that. But like you say, we stepped up with Kurt. And I loved the pick with Kurt, and we all know how he balled. And everybody keeps talking about the $100 million. Okay, first of all, if you're guaranteed $100 million, bro, you owe me no explanation of who you finna draft. It's cool.
That's a
we
fact.
Get together. We everybody team players, right? We talking team. So at the end of the day, I foresee that we're playing chess while everybody's playing checkers. So we got the old candy bar now and later. And that's exactly what we are. We got Kirk Douglas. I'm sorry. We got Kirk Cousins for now. And look, it's not Mike Pettis, it's Mike Fixit when it's his turn.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I like it. I like it.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, with that said, you know, it's the understudy of the old school technique, which I love because right now you ask these young men to come in because they're number one draft picks to perform at a very high level. When you're dealing with professional cornerbacks, safeties, linebackers, these boys ain't like he was in college. That little window that you think you could throw through in college, that won't be there in the pros, you know? But Penix
yes, sir.
Is the man for the job, I believe. And the draft pick overall, I love everything we did because, like I say, last year, defense wasn't bad as everybody claimed it is. You know, what we got to do, we got to get somebody to manage that clock. If we don't do nothing else,
right.
After this good draft weekend, we got to get somebody to manage that clock because, bro, we lost probably about 3 games unmanaging the clock where if we had held on to the ball or the offense could have completed the job, we wouldn't put defense in the situation
exactly.
That they were in to say, oh, the defense blew the game again.
Exactly.
Not to mention every time Riddle throw interception, they throw interception in the red zone.
Right.
Three and out. Defense got to get right back on the field. Like, come on, bro. What's your job, baby? These men, they good, they professional, but they're not Superman. Everybody get tired, man, you know.
That's a fact.
So with that said, my man, I thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've been missing an action, man, because these folks done changed my schedule. But
I'm listening
to my boy. You
they done changed your shift up, LeBron.
Show in the morning, my guy. Ain't nobody better than you, boy.
Hey, I appreciate you, LeBron. Be easy, my brother. Shout out to my guy LeBron, calling from the ATL. Always supporting the boy. I appreciate it, man. LeBron said it done changed up the shift, man. That shift change be crucial, especially when you go from early morning to maybe late night or middays. You know, that routine change is tough. But I appreciate my guy LeBron calling up. All right, one more quick one. Let's head out to Keith and see what Keith thinks about this NFL draft class. Keith, what's going on, man? What's on your mind, brother?
What's up, brother? Personally, I don't like the pick. I would have went with J.J. McCarthy. That was just my gut feeling.
Okay.
I felt strong about him. And I also don't like the McClellan pick. I'm like you. I would have tried to go for a cornerback, which we really needed. And other than that, I'm going to get – for the draft, I'll give him a C grade.
Okay. Okay, I like it. I appreciate the phone call, Keith. Keith gives him a C, said there's a couple of things here and there that he would have changed, obviously, but overall, he's rocking with it. I don't mind the look. They got a running back in the sixth round. Obviously, they didn't find any corners. And look, you're not finding a starting corner in the sixth round, so not getting a corner when you get to the sixth round. If you haven't got a corner by then, I'm not worried about it at that point. Now, do I think they should have maybe found a way to get a corner? Of course. corner was a need. But look, they can go out and get a corner in free agency. They still got cap space. They should still be able to go get themselves a corner. So I know at some point they'll address that need, but I would rather them not reach for a corner and find a corner out and find a veteran quarter to play aside AJ rather than them reach in the draft. So I'm okay with the Jace McClellan pick. I don't mind it at all. And he said he wanted JJ McCarthy. So fair enough. We'll see how everybody ends up working out. But I appreciate the phone calls. And honestly, if you want to, 404-726-0929, we'll keep the calls rolling if you want. If you haven't got a chance to get in, 404-726-0929, we'll take a few more of your NFL draft recap calls. If you want to get in and give your take on how the Falcons did in the draft, we'll do that. And we'll also talk about the Braves because we can't leave them out. 7-2 homestand, feeling good. Taking 2 out of 3 from a World Series champion and one of the best teams in the league and sweeping the Marlins. Can't ask for much more than that. We'll talk about it all when we come back here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there giving the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning for the people. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there, and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, 404-726-0929 to get in your final reaction to, at least on this show, your final reactions to the Falcons' full 2024 NFL draft class. Again, the number is 404-726-0929. Real quick before we get to the calls, do want to mention the Braves go 7-2 on the 9-game homestand. They won 11 of their last 13 games. Braves doing Braves things. Austin Riley, RBI single to win it in extras yesterday after they lost in extras on Saturday. They bounced back, winning extras yesterday, and they take 2 out of 3 from the Cleveland Guardians, who, what, hold the best? They had the best record in baseball. I mean, they're red hot. They took 2 out of 3 from the defending World Series champions and a solid team in the Texas Rangers, and they do what they always do. They swept the Miami Marlins during the 9-game homestand. So a great homestand for the Braves. Ozzie Albies is back. Hopefully Sean Murphy can come back sooner rather than later. He's progressing. And look, Bryce Elder was solid. He did what he needed to do. He had a little damage control, and he was good. And hopefully he continued to be good, anywhere from good to really good. So, look, Braves got a W. That's all that matters at the end of the day. And they will now head out to Seattle and take on the Mariners later on tonight. All right, let's keep talking about the draft, though. Again, 404-726-0929 if you want to give your full Falcons draft class reactions. Let's head out to McDonough first and talk to my guy, Mark. Mark, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Hey, doing good, Dylan. Listen,
I think, what do you think about using Penix as a contingency because Kirk cannot seem to get teams deep into the playoffs?
Now, when you say contingency, what do you mean by contingency, actually? Like, do you mean, like, if we get into the playoffs with Kirk Cousins, then switching to Michael Penix? Like, what exactly would be your plan here?
Exactly. Kirk, as we all know, cannot seem to get deep into the playoffs. And if he's having a bad day, put Penix in there and let him do his thing.
No, I appreciate the phone call, Mark. I'm not going for that. If Kirk gets us to the postseason, we're not going to then go to a rookie quarterback who wouldn't have played all season yet. Kirk, look, football is the ultimate team sport. I get Kirk has not had the greatest success in the postseason, but that's not all on him. So, yeah, no, that plan, yeah, no comprende, partner. We're not going to go with that one. All right, let's head out to Stacy, who is on the – I appreciate the phone call, Mark. I was going to try to say it's a solid question, but I'm sorry, Mark. Anywho, let's go to Stacy, who is on the road. Stacy, what's going on? How you feeling this morning?
Morning, Dylan.
How you doing, brother?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes,
sir. Enjoying the day, man. You part of my morning routine every morning when I get in this truck and roll out.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You the one I do it for, brother. You the one I do it for. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate the shout-out, too. But anyway, to my Falcons. Now, I think I have to give them a B-plus on this draft because
that's solid.
Even though they didn't do what people expected them to do, I feel like they did what they needed to do. They made the team a little more attractive. Mm-hmm. So even though we didn't get some key pieces, I feel like people are going to see coach's vision. And they're going to want to come here and play. So it'll be easier for us to get that veteran corner that could be a difference maker or the veteran edge rusher that could be a difference maker. You make the team attractive enough and we get the key components that we need.
Nah, I like that. I like that. And I appreciate the phone call, Stacy. Thank you so much, brother. Stacy makes a great point. Look, the Falcons did do what they needed to do. They got a plan for future quarterback. They got it a lot earlier than we expected them to get it, but they did get a future plan at quarterback. They addressed that because, look, we didn't expect them to draft a quarterback at 8, but we did expect them to draft a quarterback. They did get an edge rusher. They got some linebacker depth. They got depth at interior defensive line, at defensive tackle. They got a running back, which we expected. They got a wide receiver, which we expected. The only thing they missed out on maybe is corner. And so for that reason, you can give them a B-plus for not being able to get a corner. So, look, I agree with Stacy on that. They did what they needed to do, but they just didn't do it the way we expected them to do it. And that's where some of the backlash comes from. All right. One more quick call here before we have to wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Let's head out to Super Paul. Not just regular Paul, but Super Paul. He's out on the road. Super Paul, what's going on this morning, man?
Hey, man. That one guy that talked about the rookie quarterback coming in the playoffs, tell him he needs to go back to get bed and get some more sleep. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, that was wild. I was a little bit floored by that one, man.
And here's the other thing. So you're telling me we had to take this Michael Penix, the fifth-back quarterback in the draft, as a backup in case our starter gets hurt. But who says Penix is going to come in and be any good? You know, he's the fifth best in the draft, and 50% of these first-round draft pick quarterbacks stink anyway. We could have had the best defensive player in the draft. How many teams get to the draft and can get the best defensive player, whatever position? But no, we pass up on that. Then the second round, we trade up for a guy that we could have got, you know, later. I mean, to me, that was insanity. And yeah, the rest of the draft picks, yeah, they're okay. But again, it's more of a long shot as to if they will be good rather than taking the best defensive player available. We could have taken the fifth best quarterback next year or whatever. You know, it's crazy talk, but that's the Falcons being the Falcons.
There you have it. Super Paul, I appreciate the phone call, man. And look, we're going to find out at some point whether Michael Penix is going to plan out or not. At some point, he is going to play. And, well, again, it's an imperfect science. To Super Paul's point, he could end up being a bust, and that pick could be for nothing. But the Falcons, again, Some draft analysts say he's the second best. Some say he's right up there with Caleb Williams. Others say, to Super Bowl's point, he's the fifth best. We're going to find out. Time will tell. I do agree with the fact that we could have stayed at 43 and got Rook. So I agree with you on that. So Super Bowl makes some good points. And again, I figured we were going to get one who was at least not happy about the Michael Penix. Everybody else, I was a little bit surprised. I thought we were going to have more callers who weren't necessarily happy about the Michael Penix pick. But everybody besides Super Bowl was down with it. So I appreciate all the phone calls, regardless of your takes. I always appreciate you tuning in, tapping in, and checking in with your boy. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up here on a Monday morning edition of the program, and we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson, we'll see what they got up for a Monday morning edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber, Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there giving the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning for the people. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there, and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, 404-726-0929 to get in your final reaction to, at least on this show, your final reactions to the Falcons' full 2024 NFL draft class. Again, the number is 404-726-0929. Real quick before we get to the calls, do want to mention the Braves go 7-2 on the 9-game homestand. They won 11 of their last 13 games. Braves doing Braves things. Austin Riley, RBI single to win it in extras yesterday after they lost in extras on Saturday. They bounced back, win in extras yesterday, and they take 2 out of 3 from the Cleveland Guardians, who, what, hold the best? They had the best record in baseball. I mean, they're red hot. They took 2 out of 3 from the defending World Series champions and a solid team in the Texas Rangers, and they do what they always do. They swept the Miami Marlins during the 9-game homestand. So a great homestand for the Braves. Ozzie Albies is back. Hopefully Sean Murphy can come back sooner rather than later. He's progressing. And look, Bryce Elder was solid. He did what he needed to do. He had a little damage control, and he was good. And hopefully he continued to be good, anywhere from good to really good. So, look, Braves got a W. That's all that matters at the end of the day. And they will now head out to Seattle and take on the Mariners later on tonight. All right, let's keep talking about the draft, though. Again, 404-726-0929 if you want to give your full Falcons draft class reactions. Let's head out to McDonough first and talk to my guy, Mark. Mark, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Hey, doing good, Dylan. What do you think about using Penix as a contingency, because Kirk cannot seem to get teams deep into the playoffs?
Now, when you say contingency, what do you mean by contingency, actually? Like, do you mean, like, if we get into the playoffs with Kirk Cousins, then switching to Michael Penix? Like, what exactly would be your plan here?
Exactly. Kirk, as we all know, cannot seem to get deep into the playoffs. And if he's having a bad day, put Penix in there and let him do his thing.
I appreciate the phone call, Mark. I'm not going for that. If Kirk gets us to the postseason, we're not going to then go to a rookie quarterback who wouldn't have played all season yet. Kirk, look, football is the ultimate team sport. I get Kirk has not had the greatest success in the postseason, but that's not all on him. So, yeah, no, that plan, yeah, no comprende, partner. We're not going to go with that one. All right, let's head out to Stacy, who is on the – I appreciate the phone call, Mark. I was going to try to say it's a solid question, but I'm sorry, Mark. Anywho, let's go to Stacy, who is on the road. Stacy, what's going on? How you feeling this morning?
Morning, Dylan.
How you doing, brother?
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes,
sir. Enjoying the day, man. You part of my morning routine every morning when I get in this truck and roll out.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You the one I do it for, brother. You the one I do it for. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate the shout-out, too. But anyway, to my Falcons. Now, I think I have to give them a B-plus on this draft, because
that's solid.
Even though they didn't do what people expected them to do, I feel like they did what they needed to do. They made the team a little more attractive. Mm-hmm. So even though we didn't get some key pieces, I feel like people are going to see coach's vision, and they're going to want to come here and play. So it'll be easier for us to get that veteran corner that could be a difference maker, or the veteran edge rusher that could be a difference maker. You make the team attractive enough, and we get the key components that we need.
Nah, I like that. I like that. And I appreciate the phone call, Stacy. Thank you so much, brother. Stacy makes a great point. Look, the Falcons did do what they needed to do. They got a plan for future quarterback. They got it a lot earlier than we expected them to get it, but they did get a future plan at quarterback. They addressed that because, look, we didn't expect them to draft a quarterback at 8, but we did expect them to draft a quarterback. They did get an edge rusher. They got some linebacker depth. They got depth at interior defensive line, at defensive tackle. They got a running back, which we expected. They got a wide receiver, which we expected. The only thing they missed out on maybe is corner. And so, for that reason, you can give them a B-plus for not being able to get a corner. So, look, I agree with Stacy on that. They did what they needed to do, but they just didn't do it the way we expected them to do it, and that's where some of the backlash comes from. All right, One more quick call here before we have to wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Let's head out to Super Paul. Not just regular Paul, but Super Paul. He's out on the road. Super Paul, what's going on this morning, man?
Hey, man. That one guy that talked about the rookie quarterback coming in the playoffs, tell him he needs to go back to bed and get some more sleep. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, that was wild. I was a little bit floored by that one, man.
And here's the other thing. So you're telling me we had to take this Michael Penix, the fifth back quarterback in the draft, as a backup in case our starter gets hurt. But who says Penix is going to come in and be any good? You know, he's the fifth best in the draft, and 50% of these first-round draft pick quarterbacks stink anyway. We could have had the best defensive player in the draft. How many teams get to the draft and can get the best defensive player, whatever position? But no, we pass up on that. Then the second round, we trade up for a guy that we could have got, you know, later. I mean, to me, that was insanity. And yeah, the rest of the draft picks, yeah, they're okay. But again, it's more of a long shot as to if they will be good rather than taking the best defensive player available. We could have taken the fifth best quarterback next year or whatever. You know, it's crazy talk. But that's the Falcons being the Falcons.
There you have it. Super Paul, I appreciate the phone call, man. And look, we're going to find out at some point whether Michael Penix is going to plan out or not. At some point, he is going to play, and, well, again, it's an imperfect science. To Super Paul's point, he could end up being a bust, and that pick could be for nothing. But the Falcons, again, some draft analysts say he's the second best. Some say he's right up there with Caleb Williams. Others say, to Super Paul's point, he's the fifth best. We're going to find out. Time will tell. I do agree with the fact that we could have stayed at 43 and got Rook. So I agree with you on that. So Super Paul makes some good points. And again, I figured we were going to get one who was at least not happy about the Michael Penix. Everybody else, I was a little bit surprised. I thought we were going to have more callers who weren't necessarily happy about the Michael Penix pick. But everybody besides Super Paul was down with it. So I appreciate all the phone calls, regardless of your takes. I always appreciate you tuning in, tapping in, and checking in with your boy. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up here on a Monday morning edition of the program, and we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson, we'll see what they got up for a Monday morning edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.